Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Monday we bring you the latest news from the world of science and technology. The following is an article from the online website SciTech Daily. The article was submitted by the University of Exeter. Is AI really just a tool? It could be altering how you see reality. As generative AI becomes more embedded in everyday thinking, its role extends beyond producing information to actively shaping how people interpret reality. When generative AI systems produce false information, this is often described as AI hallucinating at us, producing errors that people may mistakenly accept as true. A new study, however, suggests a more complex issue. Humans may begin to hallucinate with AI. Lucy Ulser of the University of Exeter examines how interactions between people and AI can contribute to inaccurate beliefs, distorted memories, altered self-narratives, and even delusional thinking. Using distributed cognition theory, the research looks at cases where users' false beliefs were reinforced and expanded through ongoing exchanges with AI systems acting as conversational partners. When AI becomes part of our thinking. Dr. Ulser said, when we routinely rely on generative AI to help us think, remember, and narrate, we can hallucinate with AI. This can happen when AI introduces errors into the distributed cognitive process, but also happen when AI sustains, affirms, and elaborates on our own delusional thinking and self-narratives. By interacting with conversational AI, people's own false beliefs can not only be affirmed, but can more substantially take root and grow as the AI builds upon them. This happens because generative AI often takes our own interpretation of reality as the ground upon which conversation is built. Interacting with generative AI is having a real impact on people's grasp of what is real or not. The combination of technological authority and social affirmation creates an ideal environment for delusions to not merely persist, but to flourish. The study describes what Dr. Ulser calls the dual function of conversational AI. These systems serve both as cognitive tools that support thinking and memory, and as conversational partners that appear to share a user's perspective. The second role is especially important. Unlike notebooks or search engines, which simply store information, chatbots can create a sense of social validation, making ideas feel confirmed and shared. The social validation effect. Dr. Ulser said, the conversational, companion-like nature of chatbots means they can provide a sense of social validation, making false beliefs feel shared with another, and thereby more real. Dr. Ulser also examined real cases in which generative AI systems became integrated into the thinking processes of individuals diagnosed with delusional thinking and hallucinations. These situations are increasingly referred to as AI-induced psychosis. The findings suggest that generative AI has features that may make it particularly capable of reinforcing false realities. AI companions are always available and are often designed to align with users' views through personalization systems and psychophantic behavior. As a result, users may not need to seek out like-minded groups or persuade others to support their beliefs. Risks of reinforcing false narratives. Unlike a human who might eventually question or challenge problematic ideas, an AI system may continue to validate narratives involving victimhood, entitlement, or revenge. This can also allow conspiracy theories to grow, with AI helping users build increasingly detailed and self-consistent explanations. This effect may be especially strong for people who are lonely, socially isolated, or uncomfortable discussing certain experiences with others. AI companions can provide a non-judgmental and emotionally responsive presence that may feel safer than human interaction. Dr. Ulser said, through more sophisticated guardrailing, built-in fact-checking, and reduced psychophancy, AI systems could be designed to minimize the number of errors they introduce into conversations and to check and challenge users' own inputs. However, a deep worry is that AI systems are reliant on our own accounts of our lives. They simply lack the embodied experience and social embeddedness in the world to know when they should go along with us and when to push back. If you want to learn more about Ayers Allais and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Monday with more news from the fascinating world of science and technology. I'm Roger Baker.